HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. This week, we're talking about TVs, we're talking about social media, and yet another security problem in one of your favorite apps. To start with, Chinese company Realme has said that they're gonna bring a TV to the market in 2020. That makes Realme yet another Chinese firm which is known to make smartphones, but is going to make TVs soon. So you can guess that there will be a content play here. Of course, Realme hasn't confirmed that. But most of these companies do this. Also, Realme's chief competitor here will be Xiaomi and of course OnePlus, which actually is a sister brand for Realme because they're both owned by a company called BBK Electronics. This should be fun to watch. And while we're on the subject of TVs, have you guys heard of filmmaker mode? You probably haven't. This is something that's gonna come to TVs in 2020. A lot of the companies that launched TVs at CES this past week announced that they will support filmmaker mode. What does this mode do? It basically removes all the things that the TV maker actually gives you. So things like noise reduction, motion smoothing, these things are not gonna work when you use filmmaker mode. It's basically supposed to help you watch movies the way the director intended. It's been in the works for a while, but both Samsung and LG announced that their 2020 TVs will have this mode, and so did others. So you should see this on many more TVs this year. And here's something in security news. Everyone's favorite short video platform, TikTok, suffered a huge vulnerability this past week. Security firm Checkpoint found that there were multiple flaws in the app which would let an attacker take your personal data, send texts on your behalf, or even delete your videos. The flaw has been fixed now, so you just have to be on the newest version of the app. For iOS, that's version 14.5, and for Android, that's 14.1.1. And from short video to short messaging, microblogging platform Twitter this past week said they're gonna change how you tweet. So they're now gonna give you four different options when you tweet. There's global, there's group, there's statement, and there's panel. With global, anybody will be able to comment on your tweets. While group means only the people who are tagged in the tweet or mentioned in the tweet will be able to comment on it. Panel will let you select a number of users who can comment on this tweet, while statement just means it's a statement, nobody can comment on it. It's an attempt to tackle trolls on the platform, and it actually is a good step. But we'll see how this works out once it rolls out to the market. So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.